A federal lawsuit settled 4 years ago changed the name of the Supermax to the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility and banned referring to the inmates there as the worst of the worst. But the settlement also called for changing the prison's harsh level system that often used arbitrary rules to limit what prisoners could have in their cells and how often they're allowed out of their cells. Frank Vandenbosch of the Prisoners Action Coalition says that system is being reversed.
So there'll be less shackling, less strip searching, more out-of-cell time where they can go to recreation or law library or perhaps other day room events. It's kind of a reward for good behavior rather than punishment for bad behavior. It's kind of a reverse of how it was working before.
Vandenbosch says that means there's less tension between guards and inmates now and more opportunities for prisoners to earn their way back into the general prison population. But he says the state is making changes in Boscobel quietly because it's reluctant to admit there simply aren't enough dangerous inmates to fill the prison's 500 beds. Attorney Ed Garvey, who filed the lawsuit that led to the changes at Boscobel, agrees.
This prison was built on the false premise that there are hundreds of incorrigible prisoners in our prison system who should go to some place that, as Tommy Thompson said, is designed for the worst of the worst. It just hasn't, you know, borne out in experience, and something has to change.
One likely change the Department of Corrections is considering is to transform part of the prison into a conventional maximum security prison. But Garvey says the DOC has been secretive about how and when that might happen. He says it may be necessary to go back to court to confirm that the changes fulfill the original court settlement. DOC Secretary Matt Frank has promised to discuss the details of proposed changes at Boscobel next week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.